Skype of Cthulhu presents Worm, Role-Playing in the Ice Age, Black Machiridus, by Emmanuel Roudier.
Shall we get started? Somebody want to... I apologize for what will probably be a fair bit of aircraft noise until it gets dark. There's a very large fire a bit south of here, and... the primary airbase for the firefighters in Southern California is like 2 miles from my home.
Oh, man.
So there may be some aircraft flying overhead. So,
well, I hope you're safe.
Yeah. Are you feeling nervous? I remember you saying that you were keeping an eye on one.
Yeah, it's growing fast, and it's definitely a problem. But it's far enough away, you know, it's not going to get here for a few days anyway.
It's not going to interrupt the game is what you're saying.
Exactly.
aside from the airplanes, but
yeah. It has been, this one is generating so much smoke though. It's been smoky and hazy the whole day.
Oh, wow.
That's fun. Anyway, somebody want to catch us up on, last week?
Well, we finished our time up in the mountains, and I think we were headed with the skull back to where we found it with some information about a ritual. And on the way there, we were attacked by 5 lionesses, and we chased them off, killing one of them. And
speak for yourself on that part.
I think Ukwa's badly damaged.
Ukwa goes down, but we heal him a little, so he's alive.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which part is not true for all of us.
The part where Ukwa chased a lion away.
We chased them off.
Yes.
We chased them off, killing
maybe
one.
By indigestion.
By indigestion. Right. That's right.
I don't know how
dark
many
blood wasn't tasty.
That's true, yeah. I don't know how many days it is, how many days I don't know where this was in our trek, how many days we expect to have left. Yeah, and we are tomorrow. Turning into black cat blood people.
I know Tadpole was severely injured in that battle.
Is there a way to, did we decide to do, well, there must be a way to do first aid. That's what Ukla is.
We did, yeah, we did it.
Yeah, but for Ukla, but I mean, anyone else? Like Adpole?
I lost 22 stamina. But definitely was a good battle.
Yeah. What do you say, Jim? Can we slap a poultice on everyone else? Or
If you want to, sure. If somebody feels they need poulticing.
Well, we are definitely all injured.
Yeah.
Well, better if we're all injured, but...
Yeah, there was one of us that would... I don't know if there's a health of the owls or something like that, of the ancients, yeah, that might be helpful to get the extra die mechanically. I've got Wisdom of the Mammoth, which is my big lean back to ask about whenever something...
Ready for everything.
Yeah, for everything, basically. Yeah. Smart seems to cover a lot of things, but I don't know.
And also significantly damaged.
Well, I'll roll to see if I can heal myself a little bit, and then the rest of you can do the same, I guess.
Yep, makes sense.
Yep. I cannot.
Ooh, 2 sixes. What does that do?
That does something.
That's a critical success, I think.
Yeah. You can give yourself a D3 plus one.
Oh, sweet.
I got an 8.
That'll do. Give yourself a D3 back.
Oh, so there is I was wondering if there was... I feel like there's nothing, no raises or whatever in this game, but there is a critical success?
Yes.
Okay, that's interesting.
Tadpole focuses hard on trying to heal and just can't. I rolled a 4.
Well, you know, it's not necessarily indicative of your healing skill. It could just be indicative of the particular depth of the wounds.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I do like the idea of focusing on healing. It feels like you're doing a little, going to a meditation or something. Come on, heal!
Or, you know, trying to maybe make a tourniquet and just not knowing how.
Yeah. Doesn't go around your neck, Deadpool.
All the...
And it's still, well, for a little while. It's still the middle of the night, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I will stoke up the fire and, yeah, see if I can make it. I know they didn't seem particularly scared of the fire. One of them sort of played in it a little bit. But hopefully they won't come back.
Yeah, so the whole fight didn't take that long, right?
Right.
And it's you know, a little bit of time to catch your breath and bind up the wounds to the extent they can be bound. I think I mentioned last time, but you know, you all kind of, you know, recognize and can tell that, you know, the you know, where you've been slashed and bitten and mauled by the cats, that your blood is just oozing out. It just doesn't even look like blood. It's just a thick black ooze.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd mention it again just to make sure.
Yeah. But luckily it's night, so, you know.
But you do have
blood
a nice
at night
big...
just looks dark.
But you do have a nice big fire by which to see things.
That's true. And I will definitely make that bigger, so. We will,
So
no, we're definitely turning nasty.
Were we halfway through the watch? Can we get any more sleep?
You can get some more sleep if you want.
Uh-huh.
You can leave someone on watch, or you just all...
Yeah.
I'll watch. I'll tadpole watch.
Oh, good.
Okay, so everyone else curls up around
I'll
the fire.
I'll watch with him and keep the fire stoked.
Okay. Turok and Tadpole, why don't you give me a staying awake and keeping tabs on things? And we're looking for a 9 here, right? Because you guys are, you know, a little exhausted, a little, you know, coming down off the adrenaline high, battered, bruised.
Would strength of the bear apply to this roll or no?
No.
Okay, I rolled a 6.
In that case, my 3 is as good as any other crappy roll, so I'm glad to have rolled another 3.
I rolled 2 threes.
So yeah, the two of you, you know, watch the others fall asleep and
then watch each other fall asleep.
Turok is tending the fire, staring deep into the flames and watching the red glow dance around the embers, and it's hypnotic, it's mesmerizing, and you're just tired, you just kind of slip into a sleep, and Tadpole watching out in the darkness on alert, and you're just too exhausted. You just, your eyes closed. You blink them back open and nod off a little farther. Blink yourself back to sleep or back awake, and then eventually you're just out.
Okay.
But morning comes and the five of you awake.
Okay. We get a point back for sleeping.
Not for that sleeping, no.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure that doesn't count as a good full night's sleep.
Of course, yeah.
I don't know, I feel pretty rested after that watch. I would like to look at the tracks in the neighborhood and see what, see if there's anything weird going on.
Weird in what way?
Well, did the lions all come from the same place? Did they all go off to the same place?
Yes.
Were they Did they change into people, you know, 50 feet out? I don't know.
Go ahead.
Weirder into mammoths.
Give me a
that's a 10.
So, no, they did not turn into people 50 feet out.
Okay.
And yes, they, you know, you can backtrack and, you know, you can follow the tracks a little ways. I don't know how far you want to follow them. You know, they're not headed in the direction that you are headed.
Okay, good.
But they leave all together, and then if you backtrack a little bit, they came all together, and you can actually kind of backtrack them for a while, and you can see it. You're guessing that they had actually been following you for quite a while.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So. Could we? I think we have. I don't know how many, a couple of them dead near the fire, right? Near
where we were? At least one. I think one. We killed one.
Just one.
One was severely injured.
Could we kind of injure it more or cut it up a little bit so that it might be tasty to a predator? I don't know if they'd be cannibalistic, but I don't know. Maybe something else will come along and jump them when they walk past or something. Doesn't seem like it'd be too hard, right?
It seems like something we would eat too.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel
we've
like
got a lot of food. Not. Yeah, we've got a lot of food, sort of, and we've got to get moving pretty much.
Yeah, I'm sort of surprised because I thought, you know, lions and the big cat would be friends, but killing us doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, even the big cat's not really friends with us. It seems like.
Right.
I think it's pretty aware that we're of what we're doing.
Yeah, but we are trying to get rid of it, so maybe it is doing its bidding.
I think there's at least a few of us on board with that idea. We'll find out in a moment.
Well, I think we all got on board when we talked about the consequences of turning into a cat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Birthing the cat.
Yeah,
that's the word.
That's it, yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Nothing with claws, let me tell you.
Okay.
I don't know. Couldn't be that bad.
I mean, they do it all the time, right?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I guess we should probably head off into the towards our destination.
Okay. You head off. Walking back towards the gorge. The day passes mostly uneventfully. And by evening, you've reached it. And you definitely recognize the location. You were here. Not that long ago, I suppose, in the grand scheme of things. The creek is still flowing. It has not redammed itself.
Good.
Is the idea, besides the ritual, to destroy the bones or return them to where they are?
I was thinking bury them and do the ritual to free us of them.
I'm just a little bit worried if we bury them, you know, I mean, I'm sure Dargs, he's the one who was able to, he knows about the dams and things. He was able to undo the dam, and he could block it again if we wanted to, so we could put them back in the same area. But would we be able to, and I turn to Dargs and ask this directly, would we be able to bury it in such a way that the fresh earth wouldn't be washed off immediately?
Well, I mean, we were able to get in there and it was dry. I assume we just dig a big hole and dump it back in there. But I'm not even sure. I mean, you're the smart one. Do we even need to bury it to create this ritual? Maybe the ritual will just get rid of it and it'll just be a big cat skull that you can make us drag back to the tents again.
I'll make a noise and kind of look up, close my eyes and look to the sky and think about the keeper in the heavens and, well, not the keeper, I guess, was it the GM in the heavens and what he might say about what the Thakakak, the wise bear shaman, had told us.
Sure, you can make a roll on that.
Ah, crap. Thought that'd be a communication thing.
Marla can make a roll on this, too.
Oh, yeah, with her knowledge. Since it's a memory, do I throw the wisdom in or not?
Sure, why not?
All right.
An 11.
I have a 10.
So, and you got an 11, you said, yes. Marla? Okay. So, the two of you kind of each in your own ways. Ula or Ukla, you know, kind of thinking back to the discussion with Thakiak, and Marla just, you know, thinking about spirits and their nature. So absolutely right. The ceremony is to unwind yourselves from the spirit, right? To disconnect, to break the bond. The act of taking and possessing the skull is the act that established the bond.
Mm-hmm. And so we should not do that again.
It would seem a little counterproductive to break something only to reestablish it. If you're going to reestablish it, then why bother breaking it to begin with?
Yeah.
Right. I guess my worry was that if we simply bury it and we have this rushing water that goes over the kind of newly turned earth, will it just pick up what we've buried and deposit it somewhere along stream for some other unwary longmen to find and start this whole thing again?
It's entirely possible.
The spirits, they said that it was sort of always trying to come back, so we can hope that it is a long time before the next time, I guess.
Well, maybe we can add a bunch of rocks or something heavy on top as well.
Sure.
Dig a little extra deep.
Okay.
Well, we're here. Let's do the ceremony. Let's decouple.
Well, shouldn't we bury it before?
No, we just gotta decouple, and then we can go bury it.
Well, he's saying that we might not want to touch it after we decouple.
So yeah,
maybe it would make sense to bury it first.
So maybe we dam up the water, dig it.
Why do you want to dam up the water? I don't understand that part.
Well, because we found it when the water had been blocked.
And no, other way around. Other way,
no, we already unblocked it before we found it.
You dam up the water, right, the water level will rise. So
and then we can't find it.
Yeah. The spot would become underwater.
Now, maybe somebody dammed it up so that it wouldn't be found.
Mm.
Maybe that was somebody's way of burying it.
Tadpole asked someone, how did you find it?
I was digging for flint and came upon it. So it was after it was actually like the day after we had undammed the river.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just digging for flint.
Okay.
So I think we just, it was about there. And I point at the bank and I'm, all right, I dig a hole.
I will help. And I think we should also prepare some defenses. I feel like it may call its brethren to us.
After last night, right? Would Dargs be good at that? Yeah, Dargs is good at building shelters and things like that. Perhaps some kind of fence or something. I don't know. So what do you do, Dargs? Yeah, fire.
Well, I'm not the fire guy.
No, I'll work on fire.
Okay, I'll help bury that.
Yeah, Marla.
The idea was that you might build some kind of a defense.
Perimeter type thing?
Yeah. Yes, like pointy sticks pointing out, yeah.
Exactly. Ooh, I like that.
I'll help you.
Build a fort.
10 on the fire.
Okay. You can get a nice fire going to give you some light to dig by as the
light and hopefully darkness some falls. Still fear in the in whoever comes to attack us.
I'm going
to
take a defensive position.
12 in a building nice. Pointy stick trappy type things.
So I'm not sure I understand. Are you like trying to build a fort here, or what are you actually building? What's its purpose along the riverbank?
My assumption is that I'm putting in some sort of, you know, buried stick that they would step on, like a series of little traps, so that something comes at us.
Something to funnel so that they couldn't come at us from all sides at once. But the traps may do that also.
I feel like that'd be hard to do in the dark in a river or
by a river. Sure.
By a river. Well, it doesn't have water in it, but yes. So my idea was more sort of things that they would think, oh, we can run at them and get them and ow, my
cat traps.
Exactly. This is not worth the trouble. I should leave.
We should get laser pointers and mouse. Oh, yeah.
Maybe the wisdom of the moose can find some catnip or something.
So are you doing this like a ways out from where you are, or are you doing this like right around
where you're digging? Within, you know, I mean, I'm not doing it underneath, you know, tadpole lift switch. But, you know, it's not, I don't think we have enough time to sort of spend to be too far out, because then your perimeter is too wide. So
let's just grab spears.
30 feet out.
Let's just grab spears and point them out and then just kind of man.
No, he rolled an 11. We're doing something good.
I rolled a 12. I'm rolling.
Don't take this away from
me. I've got the beaver thing going for me here.
I'm just describing what I'm doing.
Okay. Tadpole grabs a spear.
While other people
looks around nervously.
Marla's just digging the hole. That's all Marla's doing.
Yeah, Ookla will help out too.
And then Ookla are digging a hole.
To the tune of 9.
Yeah, you don't need to roll for hole digging.
I guess we're not looking for flint or anything, right?
You can you can have that one.
You can dig a hole. I finally rolled a 9. Yeah, you don't need to roll that.
I know. Yeah. I don't hit a hard ground.
You know what? I will. Do we all have to be involved? I guess we all have to be involved in the ceremony, right? Because we're all attached. Is that,
well, yeah, that our understanding? Take yep. it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
He didn't take. Oh, no. This skull to begin with.
Skull. Yeah.
Well, he's part of the tribe, though, so he was certainly affected.
Yeah, I've certainly been affected as your brethren.
Well, he could also continue guarding us while we do this if we're the
I was just thinking of climbing up a tree and keeping watch, but we all have to be sort of close together, I assume, for the ceremony.
Yeah, what I was saying is, like Marlo pointed out, he may not need to be cleansed. He could continue being our watchful.
But he's saying he does.
Yeah, he does. I think I do, because I had a vision that the cat got between me and the wolf.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I feel like I need to be cleansed too.
Gotcha.
It would be a shame if everybody did it except for one person.
Yeah, and then because you're turning black as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Or your blood's black, whatever.
Yes, exactly. I am happy to stand guard though until I can't.
Okay, so, you know, probably a good hour, maybe, certainly after dark,
The moon has come up. It's a big full moon. You have a deep hole, a roaring fire, and some pointy stick traps out in the distance.
That's pretty good.
Good time to start. Unless it says don't start. Well, cats are active at night, so that would be...
Let's ceremony it up. Let's do this.
Yeah, let's not rest.
Ooga chaka. Ooga chaka.
Yeah, so the ceremony that Dankiak laid out for you was, you know, to build a fire, which you have.
Oh, we have the ember of the ancient, too.
Yeah.
Add the fire spirit into it. To cut yourselves, to shed your blood into the fire, to allow the fire spirit a taste of the curse, and then to call on the fire spirit and allow the smoke from the fire to enter your body and burn out the curse.
All right. Seems all doable.
Yeah.
All right.
I should have plenty of fresh wounds to drip from.
Yes.
Oh.
All of us.
Yeah.
Cut across my palm and then hold it over the fire and then breathe in the smoke.
Okay. You do that. You reopen some wounds or cut a new one. You can all take 1 point of damage for cutting yourselves thusly.
There's no con rolls for this, is there?
No.
That's half my stamina. That's that story again.
As the last of you adds your blood to the fire, you see the fire kind of gather up, and it doesn't explode, but it glows ever more brightly, and the flames kind of lick up really high, and you can see within the fire the shape of something generally resembling a bird. That flies up out of the fire and starts swirling around. It starts kind of swirling around each of you, and you know, the smoke kind of wraps itself around you, and you can feel the fire and the smoke cleansing you. You can see your blood, you know, kind of flowing and oozing out black, and the blood oozing out kind of turns into a thick black smoke, and you can feel it, you know, leaving your body. You can feel the spirit of the cat leaving your body. All of you can lose the gifts of the cat that you were given earlier.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I fall down dead.
The gift is the only thing keeping you alive.
Yep, I had an extra 6 points. I'm dead.
Oh no!
you're still at whatever you were. Just your maximum is only 30. Or is only 30 24. Instead of or is only whatever it should be instead of whatever it was. Yep.
Okay.
And you can see as this black smoke kind of leaves your body, it kind of pools on the ground, forms this thick black cloud that starts swirling around the fire. And you hear a roar, and the smoke congeals into the shape of a huge black cat. with two long, deadly-looking fangs coming out of its mouth. And you can all roll for initiative.
There it is.
Dargs.
Oh, great.
Six. Turok.
10.
Marla.
11.
Ukla.
Or it's going to have like 20.
That was 3 for Ukla.
3.
Yes. The gifts of the cat have left me for sure.
The tadpole is 8.
Tadpole is an 8. Okay. And now we sort. Let's see. So that's there, and that's...
I guess it makes sense.
There.
Death's door.
Marla, you're up first.
I don't really understand, because... So how many hit points do I have left then?
How many did you have before?
I started with 24.
Yep.
I was given 6 by the cat.
Yep.
I literally had taken 24 points of damage. I only gained 1 back, and then I just sacrificed 1 into the fire.
Well, so you were at 6.
Yes.
So you lost 1, so you're at 5. So you're at 5.
Well, you gained 1 back from healing.
So 6 of those were your bonus points, not your base points. Is the way to think about it.
Yep.
Is the generosity of the keeper before he kills you for a giant cat.
Okay. All right. Well, then I have 5 points.
It's not like you've lost 6 hit points. It's just like your maximum that you can heal to now has gone down.
Oh, okay. All right. So I see this smoke cat. Does it? It looks solid.
It does.
All right. Well, I'll take up my pointy spear and go away. Go away. Scat.
Actually, before you do anything, sorry. Let me find. I need to find something here real quick. That's not it. Okay, that makes sense. That does not make sense. That makes sense. Okay. I need all of you to make a steady nerves test. We're rolling for it. Looking for a 9 here.
On 2 dice, right?
Yep.
Ah.
Oh.
7.
Run like hell.
8.
Do the curses that we had still, are they still in effect? So what do you mean? Some of us were told, wouldn't it be cool if the kitties were here? You feel a little reluctant to interrupt this process? Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, it's a 9. Okay. Sort of an important question.
I rolled 3.
Okay, so only Sean, you're the only one who actually passed that. Darg stands alone. The rest of them run out and set off the traps. So for the moment, Marla, Turok, Tadpole, and Ukla, for this round, you are panic stricken. You can do something that's not attacking the cat, but you can't actually attack it. So with that in mind, Marla.
Maybe I will try to grab a burning branch, because I know that cats don't like fire, and I can just kind of be defensive and prepare.
And I'm sure that won't be a problem, because I think Turok specifically had that in mind when he built this fire, so I'm sure that's easily accessible. Turok.
Yeah, I think if I'm scared, I'm gonna toss a bunch more wood on the fire, whatever I had sort of prepped for the night. So this will be
I may have to search again if we survive. Build this puppy up.
Okay. Tadpole?
I'm going to take my spear and step back 10 feet in a defensive position.
Okay.
Because I'm overwhelmed with panic and anxiety.
Okay. Where is he? There he, 21. Sorry, I need to finish my preparations here. I interrupted myself.
How dare you?
Yeah, no kidding. The bird of fire dives at the cat. And misses embarrassingly badly.
Oh, come on, bird.
I thought I tossed the cat.
The cat swipes at the bird with a big, heavy claw paw.
I don't like that description.
And just almost knocks it out of the sky. Sends it tumbling. Dargs.
Yeah, I guess I have no choice but to try to spear it. The spirit.
Go ahead.
There's always choice.
That is a 9.
And we are looking for... What are we looking for? We're looking for a 9. So there you go.
All right. That will be 11 points of damage.
Beautiful.
These are extra life dice.
Ooh, nicely done. Ookla.
Is this the time to declare like a full dodge, or is that only when you're getting attacked?
Nope, this would be a good time to do it.
Okay, I think that's a good idea. Get a feel for what's coming at us. And I'm freaked out too, so.
Fair enough. The fire spirit will dive at the cat again and miss once again.
Cheer it on. Oh,
Marla.
Fire.
I will, now that I've got my fire courage, I will, you know, whack at it with the burning branch.
Go right ahead.
No, a 7's not going to do it.
Nope. Turok.
Yeah, I think I will, throw a spear in its general direction. Ooh, an 11.
That'll work.
With a 10 damage roll.
Nicely done.
Oh, wait, were you able to do that, though? I thought it was only
I've already taken my round of fear.
Oh, yep. Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we're into the second round.
Get him.
Tadpole.
Yeah. I can feel an overwhelming urge, a shout. Which is my
let it all out.
Exactly, my fury of the lion, and it's building up inside of me, and it's overwhelming. And I roll a 16.
Ow. Nicely done!
Wow.
Yeah. So I just scream and run, attack it, and the damage is 12.
Ooh, very nicely done.
Yeah.
The cat leaps and leaps at Ookla.
Aha. Oh, wait, that was last round.
Yep.
Well, but you can decide to do that this round too if you want.
You certainly could.
Okay, yes. Could. Yeah, yeah. I'm not going to survive it if I don't.
Okay. As it leaps at you and you dodge out of the way, the cat kind of turns back into smoke. Mm. It looks, you know, again, just like a big kind of cloud of smoke that kind of blows by and rolls around Ookla. Ookla, would you make me a test of your
fortitude, please?
Test of the fortitude. Okay. Big number 7.
As the cat-shaped cloud of smoke kind of envelops you and kind of rolls past and around and through you, it feels cold. It feels bitterly cold. And you feel the life kind of drain out of you to the tune of 1d3.
Awesome. Are you one of those cold people, or is this really more necrotic than cold?
It's more that.
Ah, too bad. I didn't have heart of ice. Okay, 1d3. He's dead, but how dead? 3. Minus 2.
So you're not dead till 10 below? 15 below?
10.
3. But I'm out of the fight.
Yep. Which we don't really notice.
Wait a minute. How is that mint?
They're too busy. They're focused on the opponent rather than the particular actions of any Dargs.
I will take advantage of the. Oh, it's still. Does it seem solid enough that a spear will work on it? Is it still sort of a big old cloud?
It is still a big old cloud, but you can try a spear on it if you want.
Does it seem like it's taking its strength from the fire, which is Turek has just built up?
No.
Okay, I'll take a spear at it then. Roll a 4, so clearly it's still smoky. Yeah. I was fighting Ukla.
Ukla is unconscious. Bird will dive at the cloud of smoke, ripping its talons of fire through the cloud of smoke. Marla.
I will.
Oh, so it doesn't look like it does anything, or we're not sure. We can't tell.
It doesn't really look like it does anything.
Okay.
I will brave the branch through the smoke, trying to dissipate it. You know, like almost.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. 5, 9.
You definitely wave the branch through the smoke, and it definitely does not dissipate it. Durak.
I am going to then, while it's still smoky. I am going to attempt to communicate with the wolf and call on the strength of the wolf to help us fight the cat.
You do have that 1 mana die left.
Oh, I will use that. Sure. Or you just mean that we have a little connection?
You do. Well, why don't you make me a reconnect with the spirit of the wolf test.
Okay, and I'm going to actually spend an experience. I think that's it's 1 experience per die, right? And yep. I can just spend 1. Yep. Okay. That's what I will do. Not good. 6.
Ooh. The wolf does not answer.
Yeah, okay.
Tadpole.
I'm going to attack the same way I did last time. And I just missed with an 8.
Okay. The cat re-solidifies and launches itself at Marla. And it will hit. Pounces on Marla for 6 points of damage.
No. I'm down.
This is not going well.
Darks.
I will take advantage of this solidify to try to hit it.
Absolutely.
I roll a 9.
That'll do.
And I will throw 2 ones for 2 points of damage.
Ooh. Not the best. You kind of graze it. Ukla will lay there quiescently.
I lose 1 more too, won't I? Or did that happen this round?
Nope. This is a new round, so yeah.
Yep.
The Firebird dives at the cat and misses. Marla bleeds quietly into the mud. Turok.
Well, since the wolf won't help us, I will do what I can to help us. And I will pick up Marla's spear and try to run it through the cat. And I'm going to spend another experience because it seems like a thing to do. I get a 9.
Nice. Good solid blow.
Well, you'd think so, but then I get a 3.
And not the best. Not the best. Tadpole.
But not the worst. That was last for me.
Oh my god, I just rolled 8 again. Frustrating.
Miss. Mm-hmm. The cat dissolves once again into smoke and wraps itself around Dargs.
Mm-hmm.
You can make me a test of panicky fortitudeness.
So this isn't a Heart of Ice thing.
Nope.
Okay.
This is really scary thing.
This is a 6.
Yes, you are once again panicked. So you can't attack this round, but you can lose a D3.
Oh.
As you feel the cold smoke suck the life out of you.
1.
But it is your go.
Yeah, I think I will, much like my good friend Tadpole, step back 10 feet or so to get ready for the next round.
Smart.
Maybe even behind Tadpole a little bit.
Maybe 11 feet.
Ookla is unconscious. The Firebird will dive into the smoke and miss it altogether. Marla will bleed quietly into the mud. Turok.
All right. Well, I've got one more experience point. I will stab this thing again. You say it's... Wait, oh, it's smoky now, right?
Yes.
Okay, no, I will not. I think I will also retreat, and I'm going to... I'm going to pick up the ember cage, the fire spirit, and hold it aloft and cheer on the fire spirit.
Okay. Fair enough. Tadpole.
I'm going to basically try to tap into my... I forgot what it's called. Roar of the Lion. Fury of the Lion.
Mm-hmm.
To attack again. And this time a lot more successfully. And I get a 15.
Nice.
And I'm going to call on my strength of the bear to try to quell this beast for 10 damage.
Nice. If the cat was actually solid and not just a cloud of smoke, you have no doubt that would have just speared it through the heart and pinned it to the ground.
Did the best I could.
Cat, however, will re-solidify and pounce on Tadpole in return. And will hit for 12.
That's all she wrote for me.
Damn. Oh, no. I thought you'd been keeping your stamina up to date in the sheet. I'm like, he's got 24. He's fine.
Yeah, minus 2 now.
Suddenly running into the night and setting off traps seems like a good idea.
Darg.
What was that Darg comment at the very beginning? Darg stands where?
Alone.
Alone.
Well, all right. So I'm going to try to spirit again. I am going to burn an experience on this one because we are now reaching that point of the game where one does these things. That is a 10.
Nice. Nicely done.
And can one burn group mana for damage?
For experience? No. Okay.
Can we burn experience for it? It's just regular.
No.
All right. I thought I might be able to call the wolf down. Oh my gosh. I feel like I should take a picture. It's a 10.
Hey!
Beautiful.
You, following Tadpole's example, spear the cat right in the heart.
Beautiful.
And it falls at your feet.
Beautiful.
Dark.
Didn't die for nothing.
From behind my closed eyes. We have the ability to bring
you back, I suspect, think, right? Can we do healing?
Yeah, I will instantly try to see who can possibly be healed.
Go right ahead.
So Marlo's right next to me. I guess I'll start there.
Tadpole's right next to me. I'll start there. That's an 11.
Seems better.
Okay. So, Tadpole, you can have a D3 back.
All right.
So is that 2-0 or is that...
D6 divided by 2 or what?
However you want to roll it.
Okay, I'll do a D6. I rolled 3. So is that 3? Or is that 2?
You're supposed to decide how you're going to do it ahead of time. That's the only
important
part.
If you're dividing, then that would be 2.
I'm dividing.
Okay, yep, so that would be 2.
Yeah. So I have 0.
Perfect.
Right. Well, no, you start from 0, I thought.
I was at minus 2, but I don't know if that's a thing, or I thought we did do minuses.
For our purposes, we can. You're brought around.
Okay.
So basically, just put yourself at 1.
Okay.
Who wants to try Ookla now? Marley, are you awake?
No, I failed. I think with my 6.
I will try Ookla. That's a 6. I guess we could switch.
Yeah, I don't know what the rules are on sort of doing multiple people multiple times.
Yeah, go ahead. Switch?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I will.
One more down.
That's a 7 this time for, I guess, Ookla.
Yep, that's good enough. You're able to bring Ookla around.
That's a 10 for Marla.
There you go.
There we go. We just didn't understand those wounds. Now we got the right ones this time.
I really didn't want to touch Ookla. He's just bloody mess.
Which are his wounds?
I rolled a 1, so I'm at 0.
The Firebird kind of swoops around, does a pass, circling all 5 of you, and then flies off into the night.
I will wave at it. Thank it for its help.
And there you are.
There we are. Yay!
And I assume we feel disconnected now? Or?
Disconnected and reconnected, maybe?
I don't know if we're reconnected yet. We may have to do another. We may have to go see our medicine people for that. I'm not sure.
I definitely disconnected, yes.
Okay. And it's night. It's dark.
Yes, yes.
I guess I will look for some more wood.
Build the fire back up a little bit.
Yeah.
Marla's our specialist, right? She could maybe use our 1 mana that we have left to reconnect us back to the wolf.
I would trust her to be our wise person for the evening. That would probably be a good idea.
I can use my magic of the rhino.
Yep. Go right ahead.
Back into the fold of the pack.
Yeah.
I got a 9.
And actually, you can all roll.
Okay.
Oh, nice. A 10.
I get a 5.
2 ones. Apparently, my earlier thoughts, maybe it wouldn't be so bad if the cat came back, were red and not got a bad Yelp review.
If they could have the kittens.
And Tadpole? Did we lose Michael? Is he on mute? No, doesn't say he's on mute.
7. I'm sorry. There's a button on this. Can you hear me?
Yep.
There's a button. I accidentally muted myself. I apologize. I rolled a 7.
No worries. Yeah, you can definitely feel you are reconnecting to the wolf. Mm-hmm. You can actually hear the howl of a wolf off in the distance.
Beautiful.
Mechanically, you have a few more mana dice.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is pretty much where we'll bring this to a close.
All right. Cool.
This was great. Thank you so much for doing this.
My pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
May I ask, was this a module that was written that you ran us through, or is this something that you made, or what is this?
This is a scenario that was from the, what's the word I'm looking for? Kickstarter. Thank you. Kickstarter. Okay. The Kickstarter for the English edition of Worm. Mm-hmm. This was a, somebody help me with the proper Kickstarter term. Bonus.
Stretch goal.
Thank you. Yes. Hey. Yes.
So, is this in PDF form or print?
PDF. It's available on
DriveThru.
Thank you. Good God. DriveThru RPG. Yes.
Okay. I'm on the site right now. Do you mind if I ask what it's called?
Black Macarius.
Macarius.
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Black. Muck. Muck.
It's in the notes.
Okay, cool.
M-A-C-H.
Yeah.
Okay. I got it. Thank you.
Macher Otis.
Got it. Thanks.
French.
It's beautiful.
So, that was awesome.
Oh, that was.
Yeah.
Super fun.